the cost of Avast's free antivirus. Companies can spy on your clicks. By Michael Kahn on January 27th in PC Magazine. Avast is harvesting users' browser histories on the pretext that the data has been de-identified, thus protecting your privacy. But the data, which is being sold to third parties, can be linked back to people's real identities, exposing every click and search they've made. Your antivirus should protect you, but what if it's handing over your browser history to a major marketing company? Relax. That's what Avast told the public after its browser extensions were found harvesting users' data to supply to marketers. Last month, the antivirus company tried to justify the practice by claiming the collected web histories were stripped of users' personal details before being handed off. The data is fully de-identified and aggregated and cannot be used to personally identify or target you, Avast told users who opt in to the data sharing. In return, your privacy is preserved. Avast gets paid. The unlike marketers get a trove of aggregate consumer data to help them sell more products. There's just one problem. What should be a giant chunk of anonymized web history data can actually be picked apart and linked back to individual Avast users, according to a joint investigation by PC Mag and Motherboard. How de-identification can fail. The Avast division charged with selling the data is Jumpshot, a company subsidiary that's been offering access to user traffic from 100 million devices, including PCs and phones. In return, clients from big brands to e-commerce providers can learn what consumers are buying and where. Whether it be from a Google or Amazon search, an ad from a news article, or a post on Instagram. The data collected is so granular that clients can view the individual clicks users are making on their browsing sessions, including the time down to the millisecond. And while the collected data is never linked to a person's name, email, or IP address, each user is, nevertheless, assigned to an identifier called the device ID, which will persist unless the user uninstalls the Avast antivirus product. For instance, a single click can theoretically look like this. Device ID, ABC123X, date 2019/12/01, hour, minute, second, 12:03:05, domain, amazon.com, product, Apple iPad Pro 10.5, 2017 model, 256 GB, rose gold, behavior, add to cart. At first glance, the click looks harmless. You can't pin it to an exact user. That is, unless you're Amazon.com, which could easily figure out which Amazon user bought an iPad Pro at 12:03:05 on December 1st, 2019. Suddenly, device ID 123ABCX is a known user, and whatever else Jumpshot has on 123ABCX's activity, from other e-commerce purchases to Google searches, is no longer anonymous. PC Mag and Motherboard learned about the details surrounding the data collection from a source familiar with Jumpshot's products. And privacy experts we spoke to agreed the timestamp information, persistent device IDs, along with the collected URLs, could be analyzed to expose someone's identity. Most of the threats posed by de-anonymization, where you are identifying people, comes from the ability to merge information with other data, says Goon Zakhar, a privacy researcher who studies online tracking. He points out that major companies such as Amazon, Google, and branded retailers and marketing firms can amass entire activity logs on their users. With Jumpshot's data, the companies have another way to trace users' digital footprints across the internet. Maybe the Jumpshot data itself is not identifying people, Akar said. Maybe it's just a list of hashed user IDs and some URLs. But it can always be combined with other data from other marketers, other advertisers, who can basically arrive at the real identity. The All Clicks feed. According to internal documents, Jumpshot offers a variety of products that serve up collected browser data in different ways. For example, one product focuses on searches that people are making, including keywords used and results that were clicked. We viewed a snapshot of the collected data and saw logs featuring queries on mundane, everyday topics, but there were also sensitive searches for porn, including underage sex, information no one would want tied to them. Other Jumpshot products are designed to track which video users are watching on YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram. Another revolves around analyzing a select e-commerce domain to help marketers understand how users are reaching it. But in regards to one particular client, Jumpshot appears to have offered access to everything. In December 2018, Omnicom Media Group, a major marketing provider, signed a contract to receive what's called the All Clicks feed, or every click Jumpshot is collecting from a vast users. Normally, the All Clicks feed is sold without device IDs to protect against triangulation of PII, personally identified information, says Jumpshot's product handbook. But when it comes to Omnicom, Jumpshot is delivering the product with device IDs attached to each click, according to the contract. In addition, the contract calls for Jumpshot to supply the URL string to each site visited, the referring URL, the timestamps down to the millisecond, along with the suspected age and gender of the user, which can be inferred based on what sites the person is visiting. It's unclear why Omnicom wants the data. The company did not respond to our questions. But the contract raises the disturbing prospect Omnicom can unravel Jumpshot's data to identify individual users. Although Omnicom itself doesn't own a major internet platform, the Jumpshot data is being sent to a subsidiary called Analect, which is offering technology solutions to help companies merge their own customer information with third-party data. The 3-year contract went into effect in January 2019 and gives Omnicom access to the daily click stream data on 14 markets, including the US, India, and the UK. In return, Jumpshot gets paid $6.5 million. Who else might have access to Jumpshot's data remains unclear. The company's website says it's worked with other brands, including IBM, Microsoft, and Google. However, Microsoft said it has no current relationship with Jumpshot. IBM, on the other hand, has no record of being a client of either Avast or Jumpshot. Google did not respond to a request for comment. Other clients mentioned in Jumpshot's marketing cover, consumer product companies Unilever, Nestle Purina, and Kimberly-Clark, in addition to TurboTax provider Intuit, also named are market research and consulting firms McKinsey & Company and GfK, which declined to comment on its partnership with Jumpshot. Attempts to confirm other customer relationships were largely met with no responses, but documents we obtained show the Jumpshot data possibly going to venture capital firms. It's almost impossible to de-identify data. Vladimir Palant is the security researcher who initially sparked last month's public security of Avast data collection policies. In October, he noticed something odd with the antivirus company's browser extensions. They were logging every website visited alongside a user ID and sending the information to Avast. The findings prompted him to call out the extensions as spyware. In response, Google and Mozilla temporarily removed them until Avast implemented new privacy protections. Still, Palant has been trying to understand what Avast means when it says it de-identifies and aggregates users' browsers' history when the antivirus company has refrained from publicly revealing the exact technical process. Aggregation would normally mean that data of multiple users is combined. If Jumpshot clients can still see data of individual users, that's really bad, Palant said in an email interview. One safeguard Jumpshot uses to prevent clients from pinpointing the real identities of Avast users is a patented process designed to strip away PII information, such as names and email addresses, from appearing in the collected URLs. But even with the PII stripping, Palant says the data collection is still needlessly exposing advanced users to privacy risks. It is hard to imagine that any anonymization algorithm will be able to remove all the relevant data. There are simply too many websites out there, and each of them does something different, he said. For example, Palant points out visiting the collected URL links for one user could consistently reveal which tweets or videos the person commented on and thus expose the user's real identity. It's almost impossible to de-identify data, says Eric Goldman, co-director of the High Tech Law Institute at Santa Clara University, who also took issue with an antivirus company monetizing users' data. That just sounds like a terrible business practice. They're supposed to be protecting consumers from threats rather than exposing them to threats. Mind sharing some data with us? We asked Avast more than a dozen questions concerning the extent of the data collected, who it's being shared with, along with information about the Omnicom contract. It declined to answer most of our questions or provide a contact for Jumpshot, which didn't respond to our calls or emails. However, Avast did say it stopped collecting user data for marketing purposes via the Avast and AVG browser extensions. We completely discontinued the practice of using any data from the browser extensions for any other purpose than the core security engine, including sharing with Jumpshot, the company said in a statement. Nevertheless, Advanced Jumpshot Division can still collect your browser histories through Avast's main antivirus applications on desktop and mobile. This includes AVG Antivirus, which Avast also owns. The data harvesting occurs through the software's Web Shield component, which will also scan URLs on your browser to detect malicious or fraudulent websites. For this reason, PC Mag can no longer recommend Avast Free Antivirus as an editor's choice in the category of free antivirus protection. Whether the company really needs your URLs to protect you is up for debate. Avast says taking the information directly and letting Avast Cloud Services immediately scan them provides users with additional layers of security. But the same approach has its own risks, according to privacy researchers Gunza Kar, who said the safest way to process visited URLs is to never collect them. Google's Safe Browsing API, for example, sends an updated blacklist of bad websites to your machine's browser, so the URLs can be checked on your machine rather than over the cloud. It can be done in a more private way, Akar said. Avast should definitely adopt that, but it seems they're in the business of making money from the URLs. On the flip side, Avast is offering a free antivirus product. The company also points out the browser history collection is optional. You can shut it off on install or within the settings panel. Users have always had the ability to opt out of sharing data with JumpShot. As of 2019, we had already begun implementing an explicit opt-in choice for all new downloads of our AV antivirus, and we are now also prompting our existing free users to make an explicit choice, a process which will be completed in February 2020, the company said. Indeed, when you install the Avast or AVG antivirus on a Windows PC, the product will show you a pop-up that asks, "Mind sharing some of your data with us?" The pop-up will then proceed to tell you the collected data will be de-identified and aggregated as a way to protect your privacy. However, no mention is made about how the same data can be combined with other information to collect your identity to the collected browser history. Nor does the pop-up mention how JumpShot can retain access to the data for 3 years. For that detail, you'll have to look at the fine print in Avast privacy policy. As a result, users who see the pop-up may assume their data will be protected and opt in, when in reality, the privacy policies around tech products are often deliberately vague and simplified. You want the consumer to buy or use your product, but you don't want to scare them either, says Kim Fan, a partner at legal firm Ballard Spahr, who works in privacy and data security group. The trade-off is that the policies can become opaque. It's harder to figure out what you're doing, she added. People won't be able to understand the details, or they will think you are trying to hide something. In a vast case, the controversy around the largely unknown data collection practices prompted enough scrutiny that U.S. Senator Ron Wyden decided to investigate. Americans expect cybersecurity and privacy software to protect their data, not to sell it to marketers, he tweeted at the time. In a statement, Wyden said he was encouraged that Avast is ending the data collection through the company's browser extensions. However, I'm concerned that Avast has not yet committed to deleting user data that was collected and shared without the opt-in consent of its users or to end the sale of sensitive internet browsing data, he added. The only responsible course of action is to be fully transparent with customers going forward and to purge data that was collected under suspect conditions in the past.